Costco isn't playing with y'all anymore. The Costco food court is notorious for having very cheap food. Hot dogs for $1.50, a nice slice of pizza, maybe an ice cream or even a nice soft drink for pennies on the dollar. But if you take a look during lunchtime, you find businesses in the surrounding areas coming by to pick up a cheap lunch. In this high inflation environment, saving a few dollars at lunch seemed like a very great idea. Especially now, even your fast food restaurants like McDonald's are charging upwards to almost $20 for a value meal. But it looks like things are going to change, and not for the better. Well, unless you're a member. If you've ever been to Costco, I understand the cost savings, but they want to keep it that way. So tune in as we discuss the new updated cost food court policy on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And just like you, I love to save money. This podcast is actually dedicated to ways that you can lower your expenses and increase your quality of life. But it looks like Costco is a little tired of people taking advantage of them. And I think each and every one of us has experienced the $5 rotisserie chicken, whether it's at a company event or at a friend's house. But one thing we all know for sure about Costco is like a 1980s jacket, members only. Wholesale store Costco has taken action to ensure that only paying members get to enjoy its popular $1.50 hot dog and soda combo deal available at its food court. I'm going to play this clip from the local news so you can get an idea of actually what's going on.
Costco cracking down on membership sharing. The company is testing a new system requiring shoppers to scan their own membership cards when they enter the store. This replaces shoppers showing their cards to employees when they walk in. In a statement, the company said it's unfair for non-members to receive the same benefits as paid members.
A statement from Costco says that an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details, reads one sign seen at a Costco store in Orlando, Florida. The move is the latest effort made by the wholesale to enforce its membership requirements so that people who wish to shop at the store actually pay for the privilege. In January, Costco started rolling out new technology requiring members to scan their cards at some store entrances in an effort to crack down on membership sharing and non-member walk-ins. For me, I think it's more than fair. A basic membership costs you, what, $60? I think the executive membership is about $120, where you actually get some more perks like 2% cash back. So the reason that the food is so cheap at Costco is because they're making the assumption that you're coming in to purchase things in bulk. So if you're coming in, you're buying 20 rolls of toilet paper and, you know, 80 million eggs, they don't mind giving you a hot dog for $1.50. It's almost like a thank you on your way out, especially when you're in the warehouse. You're doing a lot of walking, you're doing a lot of talking with your family, and you can get hungry, and they don't want you to leave with a bad experience. I was also taught people remember the first thing that you said or did, and they remember the last thing that you said or did. The middle is a hit or miss. So with Costco, people remember their first experience when they walk in, which is with a smile and a warm welcome, and they remember the last part, which is walking out full, satisfied, and not hungry and fatigued because they visited the food court at a very, very low price after spending most of the time hundreds of dollars. So it's a nice little relief. The rotisserie chicken, the hot dogs, the soda, the ice cream, they are what we call in economics a loss leader. So what is a loss leader? A loss leader is a product sold at a loss to attract customers. But if you're only going in there for the loss leaders, the company is not attracting new customers. And Costco understands that and is finally putting their foot down. So if you didn't know what a loss leader was, but you know now, and you want to show your appreciation for learning a new word about finances, please click the link and subscribe button so you can join us in learning more about investments and the economy and how it affects your day-to-day shopping, like at Costco. And once again, I'm all about saving money. If we're going to spend $100 for Amazon Prime to save on shipping and handling, why not invest that money of $60 to save probably $60 to $100 a year if you go in there consistently? And the way I came up with that number is the cost of a regular hot dog and a drink at, let's say, a Whataburger or a Sonic's. may cost you $7 to $8. At least 10 trips a year, you've made your money back. What do you think? Are you a Costco member? Do you already get those benefits? And how would you feel if the price of hot dogs went up because Costco was open to the general public? Before we go, let's hear what Costco had to say. Costco actually explained how it feels about non-members getting access to perks reserved for members. And they say, "We don't feel it's right that non-members receive the same benefits and pricing as our members." Costco said this over the summer when it started asking for members' photo IDs along with the membership cards as self-checkout registers. The more restrictive stance is designed to entice more people to purchase memberships and in turn boost Costco's bottom line. Membership fees accounted for $4.6 billion, or 73% of Costco's total profit in 2023. So personally, I get it. It's sad, but it looks like people are going to have to find a new way to eat on a budget. Well, that's it for me. I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.